This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And if you want to talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, we'd love to talk with you about whatever is on your mind. Wildlife, fishing, something you've seen in the wild, something you've seen in your backyard, something you can't identify, have a question about, fishing techniques, crabbing, hunting, whatever you want to talk about, that's what we're here for. So, that being said, the phone number is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, basically for everybody. But if you have still have a home phone and you are calling from outside the local Baltimore dialing area, like Eastern Shore, Delaware, Pennsylvania, Western Maryland, you're certainly welcome to use within Maryland. I said Pennsylvania, Delaware. That's not exactly right. If you're within Maryland, the number is 800-WCBM-680, 800-922-6680. Let's talk to Paul in Glen Burnie. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Alan.
What's going on?
Not much. I'm out doing my signs, and I wanted to be the first caller.
Well, congratulations. You are. You have won the admiration of your peers for being the first caller this morning. Are you sure you're calling the Outdoorsman Show, however, and not the Garden Club?
Oh, this isn't Alan Summers?
No, it isn't.
Bummer. No, I'm kidding.
I know. So what's going on?
I got a little bit of a fishing story from, I remember you talking about it last weekend about lures and getting hung up. And Well, when my ex-wife and I would go fishing, she always used the live bait, and I always used, you know, some kind of artificial.
Sure.
And I'd always get them hung up, so I spent the rest of the day trying to retrieve my lure and would find other lures while I was doing it. And she was really the fisherman, and she'd catch all the fish.
Is that why you're divorced?
Probably.
Okay.
But I figured that would be a funny story to tell.
That's pretty good. Yep. Pretty good. There's always a story about people that think they're hung up on something and turns out to be a really big fish or, you know, something like that. First time I ever fished at Red Bridges, and I think that's in Caroline County, there was line. I could see line wrapped in some trees and stretched across the river, which is the upper reaches of the chop tank. So I went down and I started, you know, I tried to see what this line was, and I grabbed a hold of it. And there was a lot of it. And I got as much of it out of the tree as I could possibly pull. But I started pulling and more and more and more and more. Until I was done, I probably had 90, 100 yards worth of line, maybe more, of 50-pound test or better.
Wow.
My question is, why would you need 50-pound test to fish a creek that you can spit across just about?
Right.
And what would you be fishing for in there with that line? And the second question is, I can see how you get caught up, but how in the world would you break that line? It looks like they just cut it off and let it go, but I can't imagine why you would use such a heavy-pound test.
Well, inexperience, I guess.
I guess. You never know. You never know.
Right.
I guess they figured that, you know, whatever's in there, like a 3-pound pickerel or something, was probably, you know, might break the line or something. I don't know. So.
Yeah, I guess they were thinking there was shark or something.
Nah, who knows? Who knows? But, I mean, I'm telling you, it was pretty amazing. I took that big ball line and, you know, I'd recycled it. But, geez, a loop. Anyway,
all right,
buddy. Well, thanks for the call.
All All right, Alan. You have a great day.
See you, Paul. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Yes, we got the word that the spawn is on in the Choptank River. Just about every year this time, of course, somebody's going to get caught fishing for striped bass who are spawning in the river, you know. And people can fish for anything they want to fish for, but if you happen to catch striped bass, got to release, go right back, you know, if it bites your catfish bait or whatever. Oh, good coffee. Yeah, you're not allowed to keep them, not allowed to actually target them. So there you go. So here we are. Over two nights of surveillance, officer charged nine men with possessing 87 striped bass from the waters of Dorchester County. Last Saturday, an officer watched as four men caught striped bass and hid them in storm drains on Fishing Creek Bridge. The officer recovered 14 fish. Charged with possessing striped bass in a closed season were Juan Manuel Bravo, 34 years old, of Hyattsville, Emerson De Jesus Vargas Campos, 26, of Riverdale, Aro Dario Ramirez, 22, of Upper Marlboro, and Elmer Antonio Castillo Araniva, 23, of Upper Marlboro. The next night, officers watched as five men from Prince George's County caught fish and placed them in the trunk of an SUV. When officers stopped the vehicle and searched it, they found 73 striped bass in a duffel bag. Charged with possessing striped bass in a closed season were Kevin Wilfredo Portillo Lopez, 20, of Riverdale, Paris Benjamin Lizano Molina, 20, of New Carrollton, Stephen Antonio Cabrera, 19, of Riverdale, Joel Antonio Portillo Ramirez, 21, of Chevrolet, and Ariel Maur Sagastado Sanchez of Hyattsville. All nine men are scheduled to appear in Dorchester County District Court June 28th if found guilty. Each man could be fined as much as $1,500. We have a little, little theme song. There it is! Cachinos fish. Hide them in a sack. Put them in the car. Cook them up. Fishing Creek Bridge. Good place. How many is demon? Season closed. None. Zero. But I only have 79. How many do you catch, Ocho? How many you? Oh, no, baby. How many you? Oh, no. $1,500 pesos. You think these guys would get the work? You know, why don't they put this on El Facebooko and, you know, Warner Brethren? Natalie and Glenn Burney, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today,
Dad? I'm great. What's going on?
Now that me and Dad are doing our signs.
Yeah, putting out those bandit signs, huh?
Yeah.
Don't get caught.
I'm on the tailgate as we speak.
What's that?
I'm on the tailgate as we speak.
Oh, I got it. You're the tailgate person.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he drives. You grab the sign out of the back of the truck, take it over, stick it in the ground, and jump back on the tailgate for the next one, right?
Yeah, we're a pretty quick-moving team.
Mm-hmm.
Got it worked out this way.
I got it.
So I just wanted to say hi. Was that the second caller?
You're the second caller, Natalie. Congratulations.
Nice. At least I got second place. he beat me to first.
I didn't know there was a contest. Thanks for letting me in on it.
No problem.
All right, dear.
All right, have a good one.
You
Take
too.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ah, never a dull moment. Scott on the Eastern Shore. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Oh, morning, Al. How are you?
I'm well. What's going on?
Hey, I just listened to the report. I've never heard your show before. It's awesome. I'm on my way to the Eastern Shore.
Never heard it before? I'm amazed, Scott. I've only been on the air 28 years.
Well, usually I'm got a line in the water, not listening to the radio.
No, well, I guess you got to start listening to the radio now.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's up?
That story about the striped bass, that was kind of interesting, but I just want to ask, you know, what's the least common denominator in that story? I'm just going to leave it at that, because I run into that a lot when I'm out fishing, hand lining and stuff, and people are dragging stuff in buckets that has gills. Doesn't matter what the size, what the type, or anything like that. That's not why I called. But anyway, for anybody that's listening, you know, as far as you know, teaching children to fish, you know, I've been fishing since I've been 4 years old, and it's been just one of the most wonderful things. I'm originally from West Virginia,
right?
But I'm a grandfather, and my 8 year old, or my 8 year old grandson, who says that I'm his best friend, has come because I've introduced him to the outdoors. I used to hunt, but I don't hunt anymore. Difficult to do in Maryland rather than West Virginia, I might add that. But anyway, the thing is when he was 2 years old, he wanted to come with me, and I said, okay, fine. So I acclimated him, but then he started to get really interesting. So I sat down with him and explained to him bass, okay, largemouth bass.
Mm-hmm.
I explained to him, this is what a bass does, and this is what, you know, as a predator fish, he's where he wants to hide, why he's doing it, and everything like that. And he absorbed these concepts. And then on these little iPad things, he's got this little iPad thing. You know, we downloaded, well, I didn't, but somebody in the family downloaded this BASS.
Right.
Thing. So, you know, we would practice with that, and I would ask him, where do you want to cast the lure? Where do you want to cast the lure? Okay, so I go to my ego pond. And he's with me. Now, he can't cast. So I did all the mechanics for him. But I let him pick the lure out. All artificial, no live bait. Pick the lure, rubber worms no less. And those are difficult. I don't need to explain that. I showed him how to do it and everything like that. I said, where do you want to cast it? Well, I'm going to tell you what. He's been fishing with me, and I've got videos on my little flip phone that, you know, out of the ego pond, 5 pound bass. That's big in Maryland.
5 pound bass?
5 pound largemouth bass. I didn't even know it was in there because I usually end up catching 2, 3. 3's a good day. But he literally drug that thing in there. And you know how he did it? Locked the bail and walked up the bank.
Oh, that's the way to do it. Hey, if you're a kid, man, what's wrong with that?
But I tell you what, though, I was just, and I just could not believe that young. They can understand.
Sure.
They can understand. And don't press the casting. And do the stuff. That'll come. But, buddy, let them do it. I mean, you know, point it over to the log. Why? You know, it was amazing. It really is. And now I got a buddy. I mean, it was just really, really amazing to me.
Yep. Well, kids are amazing. They have no preconditions. They have no worries. They don't worry about water temperature, and they don't worry about precision casting, and they don't worry about this, and they don't worry about that. They just throw the thing in the water and expect the fish to bite it, and that's probably it. They're enthusiastic.
Yeah.
It's a positive outlook. I'm going to put this out here because my grandpa said I could, and I'm going to catch a fish, and that's all that matters. I mean, really.
You know, interestingly enough, I fish with a lot of people my age. They cannot work a rubber worm correctly.
Yeah.
Patience. I'm watching this little kid do that and watch his line and watch that bass pick it up, and he goes, Grandpa, look. And the line's going sideways, and he knows, and he stops, pulls the line in, and sets that hook. Oh, he's shot it out of the water, right? But he sets that hook coming home.
Oh, yeah. What's wrong with that?
It's really a joy to see. So it can be done, and it's worth it. You know, get hooked on fishing, not drugs.
Right. Works for me.
All right.
All right, buddy.
Good morning.
You got it. Thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye. Great story. Great story. Hey, time for me to tell you a great story about Clyde Sport Shop. Located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, they have everything you could possibly need, want, or imagine for fishing, crabbing, and hunting. That's right. fishing, crabbing, and hunting. If you need live bait, you need frozen bait. You need hooks, you need weights, you need line, you need swivels. You need lures of any kind, from trophy rockfish all the way down to freshwater trout and crappies and perch. They got all that. Plus, plus, plus. If you need a new turkey gun, they've got one. If you need a ammo, you need a new scope put on, you know, they can do that too. I was in there the other day. A fellow comes in. He says, I bought this scope here 25 years ago. He said, my eyes are getting worse. And it was a lower-end scope. You know, nothing wrong with it. He shot a lot of deer with it. 4-power. I said, look, guy, I'm just offering an opinion here, but why don't you get a variable 2-7 scope? And then Bill came over and said, you know, yeah. And he says, that's great. He said, this is a very popular shotgun scope. It's 2-7. You know, up close, it's 2, and you get out there a little bit. Well, I ain't shot a deer past 40 yards. Well, now you can, you know. So, but, you know, they're all about customer service, and that's what I like about Clyde Sports Shop. Again, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9, 410-242-6108, 24-hour fishing hotline, 247-3474, 247-FISH. Gun owners, your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is celebrated at the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore. It's where I shoot. Since 1944, the AGC on Marriottsville Road has brought shooters together in a safe and friendly environment to enjoy the various shooting sports and to help them become better shooters. Why not see what the AGC has to offer and then sign up? Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members? Mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947 or visit associatedgunclubs.org. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. Gun owners, hunters, and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom, easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906, above precision, beyond accurate. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number 1, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
All right, we're back. We have a young lady here that would like to say something to all of you fishing on the Fishing Creek Bridge overnight, especially those of you who are catching and keeping unlimited numbers of striped bass.
Recoger su basura.
Thank you. Appreciate you calling in on that. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you missed that, listen carefully again. We'll try it again.
Recoger su basura.
There you go. It simply means pick up your trash. All right. Hey, here comes Tom in Baltimore with a call. Let's see what Tom has to say here in a second. We'll just kind of wait till he clears the screening process. Run today by Chris Klaproth, producer extraordinaire. Good morning. Tom, how are you?
Good, Alan. How are you?
I'm well. What's going on?
I want to tell you about this book I wrote on the outdoors I'm trying to sell.
No, you're not. However, that young man, Kyle, was that his name? I think it was Kyle.
I don't remember his name. I just remember he's from Cincinnati. That's another reason I hate Cincinnati.
No. He's a young guy. He's only 16 years old. And later in the day.
Really?
Yeah. He has his own radio show and his own, you know, online thing. I didn't read anything about him too much. I mean, Robin did a little background check on the guy, but we're driving down the road last Saturday, get a call, and it's this young man, and he called to apologize.
Okay.
So I'll give him a little credit for being a man about it and understanding what I was trying to say. You know, when you do everything online and, you know, you put somebody's logo up there and, you know, that's your sponsor. That's not exactly what we do here. That's not exactly commercial radio like this is. You know, right. The way this show works is I have a contract with the station, and I pay for this two-hour block of time. And to get my investment back, I have to, in turn, go out and solicit sponsors. And you hear sponsors during the stop set, and they're all very nice sponsors. Some of them have been with me for 10 years or more. And, you know, they expect to hear their commercials on the radio, and they expect our audience to, you know, hopefully if they need their services, you know, utilize their services at their business. And so I'm very, very guarded about, you know, my sponsors and everything else. And for somebody to get a free commercial for a free event without exactly contacting me ahead of time, it's just unfair, and it's been, it's a pet peeve of mine, and so it is what it is.
Well, I had no idea he was 16.
He was
16-year-old.
Yeah, well, but, I mean, you know, it was nice for an April Fool's joke. Hey, I'm going to be a – but if the background is nobody knows who you are, who cares?
Right.
I mean, I'm not picking on the guy. Now, if I would have got on here last Saturday and I said, you know, folks, I've seen the light. I'm going to quit stop. I'm going to just stop fishing and hunting and go vegan. I mean, you would have caught on immediately, you know, that it was an April Fool's joke. I hope you would have anyway, but
right.
some would, some wouldn't have. But, you know, probably wouldn't be a bad choice for me. But you know, I mean, as far as the vegan deal, but it kind of came out of the blue without any warning or anything like that. If you'd have called and said, hey, I want to do this, I would have said, okay, great. I'll introduce you, and, you know, we'll talk about your show, but Don't ambush me, man. That's a quick way to find the exit.
Yep. So. Have a good day, Alan.
All right, Tom. Appreciate you calling in, buddy.
Bye.
Hey, what's the name of your book? Oh, I missed it. All right. Hey, interesting article on the Outdoor Wire the other day. The Outdoor Wire, anybody can subscribe to the Outdoor Wire. It's a daily, you know, Monday through Friday update of state press releases and news from the shooting and hunting. And there's a number of the Outdoor Wire sites. There's the Archery Wire. There's the Fishing Wire. There's the Bird Watching Wire. There's the Ready for Anything Wire. You know, and it's all services that revolve around national press releases or local press releases. You know, all our Maryland press releases appear on this Outdoor Wire. But Jim Shepard's the editor, and he wrote a very interesting article last Tuesday. And I'd like to share a little bit of it with you. Last week, I heard some scary advice from a bankruptcy attorney for retailers. Find another line of work. Hugh Ray of McCool Smith wasn't joking. The lineup of failed companies in bricks and mortar retailing looks like a lineup of former blue chippers who have lost a step in sports parlance. Even discounters aren't being spared. Payless Shoes will file Chapter 11 any day, and that's after closing 1,000 stores. Sears Holding Company has finally admitted that it is essentially no longer a going concern, despite belt tightening and the closure of 150 locations. Radio Shack owner General Wireless Operations is already in bankruptcy, as is H.H. Gregg. Others from J. Crew to Ascena, the company that owns Ann Taylor and Ann Taylor Lofts, have suffered two mortal wounds, dropping sales and plummeting share prices. Add in the problems from Macy's and Staples and Office Depot and Kohl's and CVS. Seems there'll be plenty of storefronts available in 2017, especially across rural America. Small town stores are normally the first casualties, and I point to the JCPenney in Easton, Maryland, as being one of those. Outdoor retailer Gander Mountain has already sought bankruptcy protection. It's not the only outdoor group teetering on the edge today. Online retailers like Amazon are draining traditional storefront operations dry. Only those destination-type retailers are hanging tough, and their operations aren't thriving, despite what you might hear. Last week, and this is Jim Shepard speaking, I was writing an undated obituary for Bass Pro Shop Cabela's deal until a last-minute decision by Georgia-based Synovus Financial Corporation to buy the Cabela's credit card business seemed to have pulled the deal out of the proverbial fire. How many of you heard that Bass Pro was buying Cabela's? Well, that part was true, but they couldn't come to a deal on the Cabela's credit card business. So, most people forget the mega merger of two outdoor retailers, Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's, was really an intertwined two-part sale. BPS would take the retail business, and Capital One would buy the credit card business. The second part of the deal ran into trouble because of money laundering allegations and an ongoing investigation at Capital One. Their timetable would slip to the point the deal seemed in serious trouble. Now Georgia Vase, Synovus Financial Corporation, S-Y-N-O-V-U-S, I don't know how to pronounce it, has stepped in to buy the credit card portion. It's one of those deals I'd like to make. Synovus buys the Cabela's credit card business, then turns around and resells it to Capital One. That avoids a more in-depth review of the deal by regulators. In exchange, Synovus keeps around $1 billion deposits held by Cabela's Bank and grows from a $30 billion bank to a $31 billion bank depository. 3% plus growth on a single business turn is nothing to sneeze at. At that point, Johnny Morris and BPS takes over Cabela's in the $3.6 billion in business Cabela's generated last year. If and when that happens, count on a brief period of stability, followed by the inevitable combination of operational areas and another glut of available retail space. Keep in mind, this is Jim Shepard writing on the Outdoor Wire. He's the editor there. Unfortunately, there are no white knights riding to the rescue of the independent retailers. They're under nearly unbearable price pressures and facing realization consumers are coming to them for their expertise, then using their newfound knowledge to search for the best price, usually online. And this is where I stop this article and ask you, is that what you do? Do you go to your local shop of any kind? Doesn't have to be fishing or hunting related. Do you go to your shop talk to the salesman, say, thanks, I'll get back to you. Go sit in your car, click on your phone, get a better price online, hit the order button, have the credit card ready. After you have gleaned the knowledge of the guy who's been in business for 20 years. That's a question I have. And here's how that's illustrated. Last weekend, I watched a shopper question a knowledgeable salesperson about Compound Bows. The salesperson was courteous and knowledgeable, answering the shopper's questions while showing the different bow sight options on the demo mounts. After several minutes of questions, the shopper and the salesperson decided a particular three-pin sight would be the best choice for this customer. Standing there with it in his hand. Instead of asking the price, the customer whipped out his smartphone, took a picture of the package sight, thanked the salesman, and left. Salesman shrugged and explained, happens pretty often. We have the knowledge, but not the online price. Curious about the price difference, I went online at the counter to see how cheaply I could find that particular bow sight online. The difference? $7, not including shipping, $3.95. For less than $3, the smart shopper essentially helping put their go-to source for help and expert advice out of business. Do you do that? Do you know others who do that? This exchange summarizes where outdoor retailers, regardless of their size, find themselves. I've seen it before. And on it goes. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts? Just a question. Is your local sporting goods store going to be there? Who's going to be the next casualty in the Bass Pro Shop Cabela's merger? Cabela's in Delaware? Or Bass Pro Shop in Arundel Mills? Bass Pro Shop in Hamburg? Cabela's in West Virginia? So many stores, so many customers. They must not all be thriving. I can tell you, I was with Bass Pro Shops for almost 5 years. I can tell you there was a store-to-store competition. And that's when there were 30 stores. You know, who's got the best price? Oh, Baltimore's beating Raleigh. Or, you know, the main store's beating so-and-so. Nobody beats the main store in Springfield, Missouri. Well, you know, sometimes they were beaten, you know. Well, what's Houston doing? Oh, Houston, I don't know how long they're going to be there. You know. Well, what about Denver? How's that store doing? The sales numbers were discussed openly at the morning meetings, and you know, all the associates knew how their store was doing and how each department was doing because there was a morning meeting, and that's what you discussed. I don't know that happens anymore or doesn't. I haven't been there since December 2007, 10 years almost. But or 9 years at least. But, you know, look around. How many retailers in your world, since you've been around, let's say in the last 10 years, how many retailers, hunting and fishing retailers, have come and gone? You know, I see they're selling storage sheds at Bart's, where Bart's used to be. You tell me. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear from you. Mike in Randallstown. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you this morning?
I'm good. You?
You know, people that buy stuff that way are actually cutting their own throat. Let me tell you why. Being a full-time auto mechanic, there's lots of tools and items I could buy online, but what happens if something malfunctions and you need to get it fixed under warranty? Who's going to do that online for you?
Well, that's a very good question. You just simply return it and ask for your refund.
Right, online.
Well, there you go.
Well, listen, if I break a tool or something malfunctions in a tool, my tool man will replace it.
Sure.
Or if I have a Craftsman tool, I could walk into Sears.
If you can find one.
Yeah, right. Or it used to be that way. You could walk into Sears, hand them your broken tool, and they'd replace it without even thinking about it. You can't do that online, can you?
Nope. You can't. And, you know, you're right. If you, like, you know, parts, archery parts and things like that, you know, if you got something that breaks, you go to the retailer and you go, can you guys fix this? No, but we can either A, send it in for you, give you the address where to send it to manufacturer, or let me look in the back. We may have something back there we can cannibalize or that's already been cannibalized and might find the part for you.
Yes, that's exactly my point, Alan.
You know?
Yes, sir. I know exactly what you're saying. 99% of what I buy from the retail store.
Sure.
And I've never regretted it.
Well, one of the names in the outdoor world is Horton. You know, Horton was put out of business basically because their quality was terrible. Towards the end, they were competing with the newer technology from the folks at Ten Point, who actually, you know, I think came from the world of Horton.
Right.
And it was gone. I mean, the name was gone. You couldn't find parts. And then you could find parts at Ten Point, who eventually bought Horton out.
Right.
You know, their main competitor, the big guy, the big dog on the block, got knocked off Ten Point. Now it's Ten Point, Wicked Ridge, and reintroduction of the new Horton bows with the newer technology. So they kept an established brand. They're able to help the former Horton customers who were loyal to Horton, you know, and then they still provide Ten Point, which is the cream of the cream. Then they have Wicked Ridge, which is the mid-range for consumer crossbows. And then, of course, they have Horton, which is, you know, comparable but a little bit different than some of their other brands, all under the same roof out there in Ohio, and they're doing very well.
Right.
But then there's the newer kids on the block. There's this company called Raven.
Uh-huh.
$1,800 for a crossbow. They make two models. One's $1,500, one's $1,800.
Uh-huh.
They cannot sell enough of them because they have advanced technology. They're lighter, they're faster, they're shorter, they're everything else that the consumers want.
Right.
And they can't keep them in stock. Number one crossbow right now at the ATA show was Raven. And, you know, they got dealers signing up knowing that they can get one or two or three now. They have standing orders for them. And as every one of those bows comes in, they're going to be sold.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
I know one dealer that ordered 100.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Knowing that he wouldn't get them until, I think their production is something like 75 a day or 300 a day or something like that, maybe
right.
even more.
Right.
But whatever that production is, it certainly can't keep up with the demand. That's a good place to be.
Right.
You know, for the consumer that can afford $1,800 for a piece of equipment.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Here you go. All right, we got to go, buddy. Thanks for the call,
nice
Mike.
Talk.
Yep.
Okay, good talk with you.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Okay, see you.
Yep. Odell, hang on there. We got to take a little break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
WCBM Baltimore.
Temperature starting off this weekend will run closer to average by April standards than above average from tomorrow into the middle portion of next week. It will be cool if you're going to be out early today and there's some afternoon sunshine with a high near 63 as winds continue out of the west and northwest. There may be an occasional gust near 20 or 25 miles per hour. Overnight clear, the low down to 39. And then with sunshine tomorrow, the light breeze out of the west and southwest, the high will climb to 69. Monday, plenty of sun with a high approaching 80. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge serves not only a great breakfast from 6 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but has some of the most delicious fresh baked donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads on the Eastern Shore. Now, I don't go through the fast food or the chain store drive-thru when I'm on Route 50 heading to the marsh or going fishing. Oh, no, I'm patient. but my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or two and a fresh cup of Rise Up coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery, and from 11 till 2, you can grab a tasty lunch, too. Dave and Gina Levy, your hosts, are trained chefs and strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think Big Donut. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery, and be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see me there. For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. Out of all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried, Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, cause Mama tried.
Mama tried. Let's talk to Odell in Baltimore. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How you doing? I was just listening to you earlier. You were talking about Cabela's and Bass Pro Shop combined and everything.
Yep.
But most of them big stores like that there, you know, you go in there, you pay a little bit more money than you would if you go at Clyde's or some other place. But I always shopped at Clyde's. I mean,
yeah,
my father did. I'm 63. And I had 7 other brothers, and all our hunting and fishing equipment was there, and brother-in-laws go there. But I remember the first gun I got there was old Stevenson, single shot 22, bold action.
Yep, you got it.
My grandkids used that thing to shoot it.
Sure, got it. Well, you know, you got to support the local retailer. And, you know, when Bass Pro Shops came in, the local guys were all, you know, worried about them. I know one or two that shut down because they knew in advance that it was coming, and they liquidated, and they knew that they weren't going to be able to compete. And those were the smart ones that used the inside information. The ones that remained had to get sharper, leaner, cleaner, better. You know?
Right.
And depend on service and, you know, that type of thing, that the things that you couldn't get, the hands-on type of thing that you can't get in a big box. And those are the ones, those are the guys, the specialists, that are surviving and thriving, you know?
Yeah, you know, like I said, you go to Clyde's, you had a problem with something, go back there, take care of it. If it didn't get done the first time, you weren't satisfied.
Yeah.
They'll do it again, you know, that's the kind of people they are. And you know, and they support the local kids in the area for the fishing tournament and
sure.
stuff like that down at Hillcrest Pond there and all. And I
yep.
give out fishing rods and trophies and stuff. And I know you've been doing it every year because my son's 43 now, and I'm under county police officer.
Yep.
And I used to take him down there, and then now I take the grandkids down
sure.
there. And
fish generations, man. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. All right, buddy. Got to go.
Hey, nice talking to you.
Thanks, Odell. Fun. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Tom is back again from Baltimore. Yes, sir, Tom. A couple comments?
Yeah, I was listening to you about that retail thing. I heard that guy talking about the pools. But, you know, for $4, you know, people are cutting off their nose to spite their face. Because I don't know about everybody else, but you can look at something online, but until you have it in your hand and you feel it, you know, especially something that has to do with sporting goods, like a gun or something.
Yeah, well, you can't buy a gun online. That's one thing. That's a good thing. So,
I get it, but...
You know, I did a Google search for a product. I wanted to put a picture on a poster for the benefit, you know, on a little poster that said, this is a such and such a bow, and this is the picture of it, and this is, you know, it's going to be on such and such an auction or a raffle. Clicked on one of the pictures. It happened to be a JCPenney. I don't know what their online presence is for sporting goods, but now once you click on that, every time you open your phone, every time you open your computer, there's a pop-up there for JCPenney or, you know, any of these websites. They track you. They know how to track you. They use cookies to track you. And when you open your website, your browser up, and you click on a news site or something like that, they know that you're online. Boom, up pops their brand. I'm not about to buy a bow and arrow from Penney's. However, my dad and I did buy our first rifles from JCPenney's back in the day in the 60s. So,
oh, wow.
Yep. All right, Tom. Okay. Appreciate it.
Take care.
You got it, buddy. Bye-bye. There he goes. Hey, folks, we've got to take our last break, and then I'll be back with some final words.
Gun owners, nearby the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore has a full-service facility and gun ranges that offer all you need to enjoy your firearms and to become a better shooter. The AGC on Marriottsville Road has a 50-yard handgun range, 100 and 200-yard multi-purpose ranges, a trap range, and much more. It's where I shoot. No matter what you shoot, from rimfire to muzzleloader to hunting rifles and modern sporting rifles, the AGC offers it all. Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members, mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947 or visit associatedgunclubs.org.
Attention gun owners, hunters, and shooters. Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing. 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blinds, and hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blinds website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800, 410-455-0800, Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Elijah was a wooden Indian standing up by the door.
Fell in love with a Choctaw maid over in the Georgia store. Elijah. Standing on never let it show.
Never answered yes or no. No, he didn't. Here's a news flash for you. An update, by the way, from the animal park where April the giraffe is standing in the corner sleeping. Birth is imminent. Yeah, I know. She has been in labor for a long, long time there, Chris, that's for sure. We'll monitor that throughout the show, and if there's any changes, we'll let you know. Wait. Oh, hold on. Wait a minute. She just switched her tail. No, she didn't. All right. I think we're almost out of time. But, you know, let's. If you're going to be listening the next hour, we might continue on about this retailer thing. That was on Tuesday. There's been an update. Of course, the readers of the Outdoor Wire responded to, will all retailers fail, by Jim Shepherd of the Outdoor Wire. You know, Capital One, as mentioned in the earlier story, considers their difficulties with the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency to be over, despite the fact that no one in the Office of Comptroller of Currency will comment one way or the other. Regardless, this credit card, this bank, Synovus, position in the deal did remove the major stumbling block to a still unconsummated relationship between Cabela's and Bass Pro Shop. This merger has been in the works for a long time. Many rumors, many announcements. Didn't happen yet. Still on the edge. Still on the verge. So, we'll talk about that a little bit maybe in the next hour. Stay tuned. And we'll hope to hear back from you. We'll be back after the news with more. Now get out and stay safe.